What a morning. And I hope you've already felt God's presence. I hope that the Holy Spirit is already stirring in you. It is awesome to be a part of a service. It's awesome to be a part of God's church. And I hope you feel that. I hope you know that. I hope this morning that you've had that experience that God is moving. Right? And the reality is this. God is always moving. No matter what day it is, what month it is, what hour it is. It's just to us being able to recognize it. And the moment that we recognize it, and the moment that we realize that we're a part of something that's amazing, that's happening, big things, world-changing moments can happen. I truly believe it. I sit in a house that I believe is full of miracles. The moment that we realize that we need God and that we've accepted God in our life, man, that's miracle number one, right? We are all God's miracles. And the moment we allow God to change us to be what he has called us to be, that's miracle number two. And God is doing that. God is in the miracle business today. And the cool thing is, he's asked us to be a part of it, right? And as we have been planning in this series called the MAP series, which is Ministry Action Plans, you got to hear some of these plans. And that we're not just up here trying to do ministry and go, okay, how's it going to happen? We want to come with a plan in a year saying, hey, we planned this. This is where we got. Maybe it was 3/4 of the way. Maybe it was 110% of the way. Maybe it was only 50% of the way. But we have goals. Because I believe God has put us in charge, not me, us, in charge of this ministry to do and not just be served, right? A lot of us have gotten to a point, and I've gotten there at some point, that we come and we want, and that's okay. We want God. We want to be moved in a service. We want the Spirit to feel that same that maybe the first time we had. But I think what happens to us sometimes is we get to a point that we get stuck, right? And it's only that moment, if we can just relive that moment, that same music, that same sermon, that same avenue of how they did ministry, and where God is saying, hey, we need to move forward, and I need you to move forward with me. In fact, I want to use you, right? And this is where we're at as a board, as a staff, and as a church. Listen, we understand we have skin in the game. Not just me up here. Not just our staff. Not just our board. We have skin in this game because God, we truly believe God has called all of us to his ministry. Right? And so as we plan, what our desire is when we share these maps, when we share these ministry action plans, our hope is that you get fired up, that you hear something, you're like, God has put that on my heart. And maybe it's not something they just said, like, that it's not a square peg in a round hole, but they're like, I know this can go in this with connect and grow and serve, and I want to be a part of it. And we want to give you faces to that. And this morning, I'm going to ask three of our board members to come up. We have Gloria Sangadolce. Go ahead and come on up. She's our connect person that represents on the board for connect. And if you've not heard what connect, grow, serve is, this is who we are. We believe we want to be a church that connects and grows and serves God, right? And Dave Buchanan is going to come up, and I've got some seats up here. He's part of Grow, and we have Logan Sargentson. He's going to come up. He's Connect, and you're going to hear their hearts and where our goals are as a church, and the desire is that you don't check out, but you get fired up, that you hear where we're going, and you go, oh, I want to be a part of that. And this is like we had Dory up here, Pastor Dory, and we had Pastor Harrison up here. And guess what? Cool thing. Pastor Dory, one of her goals was 5 volunteers this year. Monday, guess what happened after she gave that? 5 volunteers, right? Listen, I truly believe we have a church that is hungry to do what God has called us to do. I think it's our jobs to give you the tools. I think it's our job to give you the map of where we're going so you're like, I'm on board. I don't know about you. When you plan a trip, it's kind of hard if you don't have a destination, right? Now, as a teenager, I would have loved it. But I don't plan as a teenager, and I don't do as a teenager because it's easy to run out of gas, right? And guess what? I had my mom to call, right? We don't have our mamas to call on this. We're doing this, and God has put us responsible for this. And we look at this. We minister to each other. We minister to our community, and we draw closer to God. And guess, Connect, Grow, Serve is going to do that. And this morning, first off, let's give it up for them. I just want you to know, it takes a lot of guts to get up here. It takes a lot of guts to talk to your peers. And not just get up here and speak, but pour from your heart, right? I know one of the things for me, I don't want to mess it up because it's not about Ben Alexander. It's about the message. And we want to make sure you get the message this morning. So be attentive. Find your place. And maybe this morning you might find your place of how to serve, connect, and grow. All right? So Gloria is going to be the first one up. Let's hear it for Gloria.
Hello? Is this on? All right, good morning.
Good morning.
And I am Gloria Sangudolce. And just to tell you a little bit about myself, I've been married to my husband, Tony, for 34 years. I owe him a great deal of thank you for today, for helping me. We have two daughters, a son-in-law and a granddaughter, who I would be happy to talk about at any given time. I teach fourth grade in Chatham, and I have 27 absolutely awesome fourth graders that I would also talk to you about at any given time. I've grown up in the Nazarene Church, literally, from pretty much day one, and we've been a part of this church since 1997. I was two when we started coming. And I've joked that Nazarene is in my blood. So I've been a board member for the last few years, and what you need to know today about me is that I am absolutely completely passionate about God's call in my life to connect with people. And if you don't believe me, you can ask my husband. Sometimes I drive him crazy sometimes. So, first Nazarene action plan. A few weeks ago, like Ben said, he introduced our plan to get going and stuff. And today, I want to share with you what it means to connect with others and why it is so, so, so important in our Christian walk. So, why connect? Well, first off, the dictionary defines connect as bringing together so that a real link is established. I love that, a real link. We're connected. We go together. In Genesis 2:18, God exclaimed, "It is not good for man to be alone." God designed humanity to live in relationships. It's beneficial to have people alongside us as helpers and friends and supporters and assistants, as encouragers and prayer warriors and navigators in all the different seasons of our lives. God wants us to be together. He made us to connect and to be connected to one another so that we can build a strong and healthy community, not just. And I kind of think of community in two aspects, our church community, but then also our community outside of that, of our walls. So, community is defined as a feeling of fellowship with others as the result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. God commands us to love one another, to be each other's helper, and to do life together. And my friends, that's what community is within our church. We're doing life together. In fact, the defining factor for how others will know that we are Christians is expressed in John 13:5. "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." By connecting and creating community, we are not only obeying God's command, but we are also creating an environment where we all feel welcomed As Christians, life is lived better together. Connecting provides a great opportunity to meet amazing, unique people who will help each of us to grow authentic relationships in Christ. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Yeah, amen. We simply need each other to be connected and to grow as Christians. A few weeks ago, Harrison did a fantastic job as he spoke on Ecclesiastes 4. This chapter from the Bible gives us so much insight on connecting. And one way to sum it up is two people are better than one. We need each other. And we can get more accomplished when we work together. Great example is our workday yesterday. We got a lot accomplished, and we connected over donuts. Fellowship is an essential part of being a Christian and to building the church. God made us for a relationship with Him and with each other. Once again, we're truly better together as we love each other, encourage each other, and grow in our faith. So, how do we connect? So, here it is. The most amazing, important characteristics of our community is you be you. Just be you. Converse, laugh, pray, work, help, learn, and grow together with others. Just do it as part of the community. Suggestions for connecting with others. This is from Living Hope Podcast. Is be courageous. Take the initiative. It's okay to go speak to someone else and say hello and greet them. Be considerate of others' needs. Seek to understand, to forgive mistakes, and to know that everyone is special and loved by God. View others as God sees them. Be constructive in your words and build others up. Encourage, be candid, be honest, but be kind. Secondly, how to connect? You show up. You show up. You get involved. Easy? Yeah, maybe for some of us, yes. But I'm pretty sure I stressed out all the introverts. I understand that for some it may not be easy. Where's my husband? Because I need to look at him. He'll be the first to admit that he's not 100% comfortable connecting with new people. But, and as I tell my students, there's always a big but. But he has also come to understand the power of community, the friendships, the laughter, the meals together, the activities together, the working together, the serving together, having others that you know who are praying for you and praying for what you need. And that's the true power of our church community, guys. So, you may ask where I begin. Well, first off, we have a first impressions team that is ready to greet you every Sunday morning, and they're available to help you to find ways to connect. Feel free to ask them about upcoming events, about how to get involved, where things are located. If they don't know the answer, they will figure it out for you. They will help you. That's why they're there. They're here to help, to connect, and to help others also get connected. I suggest coming to church early and staying a little bit afterwards. Fellowship and getting to know others in our church community is a great way to connect. Ask questions to learn more about others. Take the time to invest in others. Take the time to invest in others. The connections you gain will be so, so worth it. We have a multitude of areas, including groups and ministries and activities in which you can connect. And I apologize to these guys because Connect is one of those cool, cool areas where it intertwines and it goes in between. You know, it really goes with growing and it goes with serving. And it's just such a neat, neat thing. But there's so many different avenues you can get involved in. There's men's groups. There's Soul Sisters, which is our ladies' group. Youth and teens, children's groups, Mosaic for young adults, small groups. Those are all connecting opportunities. There's ministry teams and opportunities. Now, I know sometimes you think, oh, ministry. but you are connecting. During pre-session this morning, I was connecting with some kids back there playing carpet ball. Okay? I'm getting pretty good, by the way. All right? So, it's connecting. As you serve, you're able to connect. So there's opportunities there, too. First impressions team. There's youth volunteer opportunities. I know children's and nursery workers are needed. Buildings and grounds team, tech team. The list goes on. If you want to be involved in a ministry team, there is a spot for you. Just let us know. In the not-so-distant future, Peggy mentioned some of our activities that are coming up. We've got small groups. It is not too late to be involved in those, and I'm sure Dave will mention that more. The family movie night is next Saturday, and a week from today is our block party, and I hope to see you all there for a great time. Delicious food it needs, and great worship service. And we're also starting Recharge in October with our meals and stuff. So come, get connected. Watch, put a lot of announcements out on the Welcome Center. Great place to find things. Of course, the bulletins every week, too. So, a couple weeks ago, I gave announcements, and I shared this from my devotions. Appetite is influenced by association. So, if you want to keep a spiritual appetite for God the rest of your life, get involved, join a small group for support, participate in our church community. Because whoever you get around with is who or what you will hunger for. Your faith needs to be supported by who you hang out with. To be a person of great faith and great expectations, you need people who build your life with additional faith and help you to grow. Proverbs 2:20 says, "Join the company of good men and women who will keep you on the right path of righteousness." So, and we have a quick video real quick, and then I'll wrap up.
Connecting in our church is meeting with other people, whether it be informally or formally, small groups, Sunday schools, just getting together, making new friendships, solidifying older friendships, and just being together.
Like, I think of like Jeff and like Vern, and like I know we kind of joke, we call him Papa Vern, you know, Uncle Jeff, but it's almost kind of like a big extended family in some extent, you know, especially if you've been here like a while, you know, you really kind of get to know each other really well.
I see Ruth every morning when she comes, and she'll turn around, she's like, "Oh, I love your dress," or, "Oh, I love your shirt," and then getting a hug from Vicky every single morning is just like top notch. And she'll come up to me and Will and be like, "Oh, the lovebirds," and she'll give us like huge hugs.
So we're fairly new to attending a Springfield Nazarene Church, and connecting was probably the easiest thing that we did. The first day we came here, we were greeted at the door. Folks knew we were new and helped show us around. Without much time at all, ended up in a small group and began connecting, and really that's what drew us here, was that the connections that we've made right away.
It's very important to connect for me, to keep me grounded in my faith, also for the fellowship and the friendship that I have here and the love, and to keep me on track with where I need to be for the Lord. And I just think it's very important that everyone has that connection.
We have people from all the different age groups that love on us, support us, pray for us. They've gone to dance recitals, they've been grandparents at school, you name it. This family, this church has been there for Brenna and I.
Working with contact ministries and having their kids out during VBS, and we were able to logistically go pick them up in our church van, get them here. They had a great time, saw a bunch of smiling faces, and I really enjoyed working directly with those kids and building a connection with them. And seeing the joy they got out of coming to our church for vacation Bible school, learning about what we had to teach them, playing games, and sharing snack time together. And that's one connection I kind of pulled close.
And I feel like just the growing community, you see someone else one Sunday, and then the next Sunday they come again and check on you, like, oh, how is this? Did you do good on this? Like, how's so-and-so doing? And it's the same people just coming to check on you, and it's just a great community that I need definitely in my life as a student and everything, so.
I've been excited to learn about the focus of Springfield Nazarene on becoming a church just outside the walls of the church. There's a deliberate effort here amongst the leadership, the board, and the membership to get outside the church, and that's inspiring to me. And they do it in a way that's very authentic and very genuine.
I'm a part of the Soul Sisters, and we have a lot of events and a lot of fun things and a lot of serious things. And we like to go out on outings, and we get together to eat. That's always a good thing.
Hi, I'm Janice, and I'm connected at Springfield Nazarene.
Hi, I'm Logan Sargentson.
Hi, I'm Adam Sullivan.
And we are connected at Springfield Nazarene.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm connected at Springfield Nazarene.
Hi, I'm Ryan McCready, and I'm connected at Springfield Nazarene.
I'm Mary Bishop, and I'm connected at Springfield Nazarene.
So there's the question, are you connected? Are you connected? So the goal of Connect is to connect more, connect more often, to explore deeper relationships with one another so that Springfield Nazarene truly becomes home and family for all those who enter our doors, and to connect more and more with individuals in our church community and others in the community around us. As a result of the positive community connections, we desire to connect more deeply with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've been a part of this church for 26 years. My parents are gone, on to heaven. My brother lives, and his family live more than an hour away. This church is my family. You are my family. You are my community. You are my support. You are my prayer partners. Because of you and the connections I have made here, my children have grown up in the church and are Christians. I am the person that I am in Christ because of you, and I'm still growing and learning. But I am so fortunate, so, so blessed to have you as my family in Christ to help me on this journey. I sincerely implore you to also become connected. Over and over again, you hear me say, life is better together. And it's so true. I leave you with one final verse from Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria. Well, we know who the teacher is and who's married to the graphic artist, right? Okay. I can already tell you're not getting that from me. Let me start with a scripture. Acts 2, 42 through 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those that were being saved. I see three things in that scripture that we need to pay attention to. Number one is growing in our community, growing together. The second is growing spiritually. And the third is growing numerically. Now, not growing numerically for the sake of numbers, but for the sake of souls being brought into the kingdom. That should be our goal as we grow together. And how do we get there? How do we reach those three goals? Well, I'm part of a committee that get together and we really kick around those kind of thoughts and ideas of how can we grow First NAS. I mean, the COVID kind of ravished us, right? And so we're rebuilding. And, you know, we've had 350 people in this place on Sundays. And I think that we can reach that goal again. And again, not for the sake of numbers, but for souls being reached for Jesus, right? That should be our mission. That committee is Gloria Sangladochi, Heidi Johnson, Stephanie Bolt, Brian Palmer, and Joyce Workman. And these guys are really the catalyst of some of the things that are already going on, the ministries that are happening already. And there's goals that we want to reach through those ministries. First is, you know, Gloria's already mentioned, connect groups. We feel like this is a vital ministry. And it's already happening. We have 5 groups right now. We have 57 people in those groups. So, you know, that's pushing about half of the congregation that meets on Sunday. But we don't want to stop there. We want to see groups mentor leaders out of those groups. And from that, those leaders start another group. And one of the goals that we'd like to see is double that by next year. And that's doable. But it's going to take work and take mentoring in your groups to accomplish that. Another, we felt as the GROW committee that we absolutely needed to hire a full-time children's pastor. And, you know, the good thing is Pastor Ben was already there. So it didn't take any kind of persuasion. And we feel like that was necessary because we feel as children's ministries expand, it's going to draw families with young children to this place. And that's what our hope is. Our goal is to see at least, I would love to see at least 10 new families with young children in this place. Running down the halls, doing flips, like our son Caleb used to do. And Pastor Gates used to egg him on, you know. So we want to see that. We want this place young and vital. And new families in this place growing. And not just for numbers again, but we want to serve these families. We want them to grow in Christ. We want to be the place where they can come and their lives are transformed. And that we can help them, and that we're a village that helps them raise these children. And I'm so pleased with Pastor Dory already having those 5 volunteers. That's awesome. But listen, there's never too many. So if you would want to be a part of that ministry, step up. It would be greatly appreciated. Pastor Harrison and Pastor Dory have also started a group called Mosaic. And this is a ministry that it's close to my heart. This is a ministry that wants to reach the young adults in our community. You know, here we are. We're right next to 2 colleges. And we've never seemed to draw that in. That's what this focus is, part of it. The rest, you know, other young couples and young adults in our community. And one of our goals would be as a church, as this grows, is to sponsor these young adults. Sponsor them while they're in school over here. Take them into our homes. Feed them dinner. Be their support. Be their support group. Be their family here on site. And that's doable. Other churches are doing that in college towns. We can be there. It just takes a little work and prayer on our part. Also, we feel like we want us to grow spiritually and as community. We'd like to see more activity between our seniors and our youth. Man, seniors, you have got a lot to give these young people, and they've got a lot to give back to you. We've already got a multi-generational class going on Sunday, and that was kind of the kickoff of that. And it's where people of all ages are coming together and just sharing life. You know, we have a question. It kicks off with a question. And you'd be surprised at the sharing that goes on in that room. And we'd like more of you to be a part of that. But not only that, the goal would be for seniors to mentor young people and young people to take care of the seniors. We love our seniors here. Hey, I'm married to one. I love you, babe. Yeah, that might have got me in trouble. I don't know. And also, Gloria already mentioned, we want to give more activities where we can grow in community. And this Wednesday night thing that's coming up, first Wednesday in October, we're just going to have a meal together. Number one, it gives kind of a night off from cooking. You can come here, have a meal. We're only going to do it for 4 weeks. And the reason that is, you know, we don't want to burn anybody out. We want it to be a great time of fellowship together between you and grow together in community. But then after that, have opportunities to grow. And we're going to start out with those two classes that Gloria mentioned, financial. And Pastor Ben's going to do a Q&A. And then we've got some other classes down the road. We're going to take a break after that. We'll get through the holidays. We'll see how it goes. But we want to give you opportunity to expand your knowledge, to grow spiritually, grow community, and invite friends to that. Even if they don't stay, invite people. Invite people to this place so that they get to know who we are and what we're about and that we care about this community, that we love them just as God does. Another thing that we feel is important is to have other classes, such as Rooted. And I know many of you have taken Rooted, and it's a good discipling tool. And it helps us get grounded, but also helps us to be disciplers. And we need that. We need to be prepared to disciple our community. Be prepared for these ones that are coming in. And we want to expand those classes so that our goal is that everybody is ready to disciple. Because as we grow, we're going to need to know that. We're going to have to be ready for that. And what that does is it helps us to reflect Jesus outside of these walls. And the more that we reflect Jesus outside of these walls, the more they're going to wonder what's different about us. they're going to want to be a part of this community as we show them the love of Jesus. That's how they're drawn to a Savior. It's not what we say. It's how we live. So, those are just a few of the things. Some of those goals will even change the next time we meet, because these guys are full of ideas. And I'm excited about that. But to reach these goals, it's going to take work. It's going to take dedication on all of our parts. We're all going to have to play a part in it. Or, listen, we won't grow. In order to grow, we're all going to have to, as Pastor said, have skin in the game. So I would encourage you to find your spot, go at it with passion, go at it as people's lives depend on it, because it does.
Morning, guys. I'm Logan Sargentson, and I oversee our serve ministry. Our goal on the serve side of things is to serve others through Christ's love. And you might be asking yourselves, how do I serve others through Christ's love? Well, that's why I'm up here today. First off, we will be bringing back the 22-9 project again this year. If you think back to about 10 months ago, we all donated a multitude of items to our church to be split up to make wintertime care packages for the homeless. I think that went really well. Our plan last year was to go through and hand them out on a Sunday after church, but this year I will be working with Washington Street Ministries for them to directly hand these bags out to the folks that need them the most. I want you guys, if you have them, go ahead and turn your Bibles over to Proverbs 22:9. So it states, "The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor." God wants us to take care of those who take care of the needy, and as Christians, this is one of our duties. We will also be doing another warm offering, so as you're going through your fall or winter clothes, and you decide to get rid of some of your older, gently used items like gloves, hats, coats, and scarves, hold on to them for a little bit longer so they can go to someone in need. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers." This verse tells us to take care of all people, but especially those who believe. And I think this verse is a great indicator that we need to be servants to those inside of our church. After the June 29th tornado came through Springfield and Chatham, I know there were several people who went out without hesitation and served people in our church community who had storm damage by cleaning up downed trees, limbs, and trash. There are also many other opportunities to serve fellow believers by doing things behind the scenes, like setting up for a church event, showing up to church work days like yesterday, helping out someone maybe move into a new home. Those are just a few examples of ways we can serve each other from our first church community. We already do such a great job, but like anything in life, there's always room for improvement. The parable of the talents comes to mind when I think of serving both in and outside of our church. I won't read the whole passage, but the parable of the talents can be found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. To sum it up, a man gave three of his servants three different numbers of talents. He gave one five, another two, and the third one talent. The ones that received five and two talents went out, put their talents to work, and in time they doubled them. The one that received a single talent buried it in the ground. When the man returned, he spoke with all three of his servants. The first two explained how they doubled their talents, and the man exclaimed, "Well done, my good and faithful servants." Then the man spoke to the servant to whom he gave one talent. The servant said that he was afraid and hid his talent in the ground. The man was very displeased, saying the servant was wicked and lazy. Though the talents that were given to the servants were referring to money, I like to think of them as gifts or talents that we all share. Too many times we find ourselves burying our talent instead of putting it to work. God gives us so many opportunities to use our talents. Do you mow crooked lines and scalp grass in your yard? Maybe mowing the church yard isn't your talent. But if you're good with your hands, you can serve someone in need by raking their yard, fixing a squeaky door, or cleaning some windows for someone who might not be able to. When you clean windows, are they left with more streaks than before you started cleaning them in the first place? Window washing is not your talent. Maybe you can serve others by cooking meals for someone who is unable to cook for themselves because of a surgery. Do you have the unique ability to burn instant microwavable mac and cheese? Maybe you could serve others in our congregation by writing thoughtful cards with our care ministry. Whether you have 1, 2, 5, or 100 talents, we all have a talent that can be used in one way or another to serve those in times of need. What I would like to charge our church body to do is, if you see an opportunity to serve someone, take the first step in helping them out like Jesus would. What we've been working on for a few months now is creating a ministry that reaches out farther than just these church walls. The warm offering, 22-9 project, and other things we do are great, but we're trying to envision a ministry where we take our tools as believers to those who might not be. A location that has come to mind is Contact Ministries, as we mentioned in the video. For those of you who don't know anything about Contact Ministries, they are a nonprofit, faith-based social service organization which is open to single women and women with children. During Vacation Bible School, we were able to build a relationship with Contact Ministries. We had a bunch of volunteers to transport the kids to and from Contact Ministries to be able to attend our Vacation Bible School program. I personally can say I enjoyed having those children be a part of our program. Every one of those children were well-behaved and had wonderful personalities. Part of our ministry action plan for the Serve group is to continue growing our relationship with Contact Ministries and eventually start a movement within their location. We're still working out the details, but please wait for more information about how we are going to serve a local ministry that has already served many others. In the future, we as a church congregation will have many opportunities to serve those close to us and in our local community. I would ask that everyone pray for our future, get excited, and be ready for the call to serve. Thank you.
All right, you ready for the sermon? No, we're ready for lunch, right? All right, before we go, this is, to me, I hope you heard this. I hope you didn't just sit there and go, okay, I got a lot of information. This is our hope. Are you ready to be connected? Are you ready to grow? Are you ready to serve? Because we don't have any excuses. You see the tools. We land them out before you. If you are interested in any of those avenues, you have a face and a name that goes with it now. Right? Church, we're moving forward. And this, we do this together. And I want you, stand with me. I want you to leave with these three questions today. Are you ready to be connected? Are you ready to connect somebody to Jesus? Are you ready to grow deeper? Are you ready to help somebody grow deeper? Are you ready to serve? Are you ready to come up with an idea to serve? Because listen, we do this as a family. They presented really well, right? But listen, they can present all well and have the best plan, but it takes us as a church to do, right? It's whether you are ready to say yes to those questions. And I want you to leave with that mindset today. What areas am I ready to say yes to? How can I help people connect to Jesus? How can I help people to grow? How can I help serve? These are our charges as a church. I want you to write home. I want those questions written on your heart this week of how you can do, because God has called you personally. And we are providing the ways as a church to do it. Are you ready for it? Church, you're dismissed. Have a great afternoon.